WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Representatives from all four hospitals in Bryan College Station participated in a community health update hosted Wednesday by the Chamber of Commerce. One of the common themes stressed to business owners was the importance of stressing to employees preventative health measures. Beverly Welch at St. Joseph Regional Health Center says they've treated patients this year with measles, the mumps, and tetanus, which can all be avoided by immunizations.
Not coming to work whenever they're sick. Some of the things that we can do is immunize them to prevent them from getting sick, but then when they do get sick, give some education to the employer on how long they need to be out and not coming to work sick.
Speakers also included representatives of the Brazos County Health Department and the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Blinn College's Board of Trustees has hired a search firm to assist in the selection of the district's next president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was selected from six candidates.
We've worked with them before just on best practices and that sort of thing. And so there was a level of trust there. And the fact that the ACCT is already familiar with Blinn College and what we do was really a big step in their favor.
ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim district president after Dr. Harold Nolte retires January 31st. A Bryan man will be in prison at least 15 years after being convicted this week in Brazos County District Court of his third DWI while unlawfully carrying a deadly weapon. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was caught following a hit-and-run crash in August 2012, and his alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. The Brazos County District Court jury also convicted Pena of cocaine possession. He has to serve at least half of the 30-year sentence because he had the weapon with a criminal history. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski says the value of land being sold to developers in the Bio Corridor is much less than what was stated at this week's city council meeting.
Respected appraisal firm did appraise it for $1.625 million. An appraisal is what the value of the property is, and that's what we sold it for. Sure.
Councilman Mike Sutherland said during the council meeting the value of 36 acres being sold to developers between the Health Science Center and Traditions Golf Course was $5.4 million. From the Texas A&M Vet School came the story of a dog who helped save his owner's life, needed life-saving of his own. Sergeant William Cole was suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder when he returned from Afghanistan and Iraq almost 3 years ago. 10 months later, after therapy and medication had failed to help, Cole adopted a puppy he named Hank.
Hank was there, you know, when I found myself wanting to stay in. Hank was there looking at me, you know, saying, hey, you got to take me out, Dad. And it was one of those things where I found myself getting out. And then after I was getting out, I found myself liking to get out. And then when I did that, I found myself liking to go to parks. I enjoyed doing just things that, you know, I wasn't enjoying anymore.
This September, Hank escaped his backyard and was hit by a car. A Good Samaritan brought him to the A&M Vet Hospital where Hank was saved. The vet school used available funds to reduce the more than $11,000 medical bill. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 56 degrees. We'll have more news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let me see. Is it Monday on Thursday? Let's see here. Hang on. Okay, we'll play a commercial, then we'll do the weather.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
All right, here we go at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Areas of fog this morning, otherwise lots of clouds and maybe a stray shower. A little milder today with temperatures trying to get to 70 this afternoon. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows near 60. Cloudy tomorrow, there could be a shower too. Highs will make their way up to about 70 to 75. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with the chance of a shower, lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day on Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. A&M has reportedly made an offer to Will Muschamp. We'll have more on that. Men's and women's basketball in action last night, plus A&M volleyball in action tonight, A&M soccer tomorrow. That is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll get more in sports at 6:50.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of other stuff, too. Like, we got a Christmas tree lighting tonight at the Bush Library.
Mm-hmm. I'll be broadcasting live today.
Oh, were you? Where are you today? Which one?
I'm at the Dominic location of Blue Baker for WTAW.
Oh, okay. Chance to have another cookie.
They're fantastic, by the way.
He knocks people out of the way to sign up for that, folks. I'm just saying.
I do.
I know.
It's for the kids.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. That's it.
And the cookies.
And the that, too. I'll be ringing the bell this morning. For the Salvation Army.
Oh, cool. Where?
I'll be at the Kroger at Longmire. Be there today and tomorrow.
What time?
10 until 2.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Patrick? We're busy.
Yeah. So there.
Slacker.
Yes. Let me stop and tell you. I mean, one of the things that had just stunned me when I found out about it last year is that 79% of the bell ringers are paid by the Salvation Army. Now, you know, that's nice for people who are unemployed, but if you go do that, then they don't have to pay anybody.
That's right.
So, just saying. So, we want to start with potty humor today, or you want to go to something else? I mean, it's Amazon and potties, so I don't know.
Okay.
And do we have the story about the missing brains at the University of Texas?
What tipped him off?
Yeah.
Well,
nah.
Did you hear the explanation why?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that a little bit later on.
I love it.
Yeah, it is. Also today, I have new faith in people because they talk to them about what they want connected in their car while they drive. In the meantime, great news for you hardcore multitaskers, Amazon and Procter & Gamble teaming up to deliver highly relevant ads to consumers while they sit. They won't just show you advertisements, even though you're a captive audience. They will, in fact, have placards with barcodes that people can use their smartphone Amazon app to scan and get coupons for Procter & Gamble products. The coupons featured in the company's Stall Mall are a full range of Procter & Gamble products, ranging from batteries to teeth whitening strips. Of course, there will be coupons for products that people currently might find relevant, such as toilet paper and paper towels and probably some other things, too. Company did its research, of course, as part of the publicity for this campaign. The company's Charmin brand released the results of the survey, where one-third of respondents said they use their smartphones in the bathroom. And a surprising number of them, 13%, say that they bought household goods on their phones while they were sitting there.
Can we find another song?
Yeah.
I'm to the point where barking dogs may be better.
No. Actually, we'll starting probably tomorrow, we'll have the abbreviated version of this.
And we'll thank heavens.
Yeah, you know it. Well, it's become a tradition.
Are you saying it's brief?
Yes. Well, no, it's not. This is the two-minute version. We'll probably go to the one-minute version here either tomorrow or next week.
You know what tradition is, right?
Yeah, you do anything twice, right?
No.
What?
When you can't afford anything new.
Oh, really?
Sort of like
you can't afford to do anything else. Oh. So we're gonna keep doing the same damn thing.
Yeah.
And there's a Murphy Brown reference in this. When's the last time you saw that show anywhere?
I know. All the teenagers listening to our show have no clue what we're talking about.
Of course. Yeah. All three of them, right?
Yeah. I think that may be a little generous.
It could be. Like Madonna, see, that works. Put on
some barely.
You change it to Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Lacy things. This is stupid.
There's a shorter brief version, and there's an even shorter thong version.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Walking around in women's underwear.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Sucking the intelligence out of your head every day since.
That's right. A long time. Long time. Yeah.
1980 something.
That's it. Now you can sing along.
Hey, wait. I've heard this song, too.
We got to stop this one.
See, this is tradition. We can't afford a new song.
That's right.
Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Let's do 617. Let's do some birthdays. But first, we'll tell you, this is day 338. 27 of them to go. Santa's List Day. National Cookie Day.
So go get an angel cookie and help us with Christmas angels.
I have one. Allie gave me a cookie.
Yeah, me too.
So
yes,
nice.
That's funny. That was breakfast this morning.
Already ate mine.
Yeah, me too.
Listen to y'all. Gee whiz. It's Wear Brown Shoes Day, if you happen to be celebrating.
All right.
And it's St. Barbara's Day. I don't know who St. Barbara
My
is.
My mom, of course.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go. All right, and for birthdays.
Marissa Tomei is 50 years old. Lila McCann, she was a fairly big hit country singer back in the late 90s. Don't know where she is now.
Never heard of her.
She's 33. Tyra Banks is 41. Kevin Sussman is 44 from the Big Bang Theory. Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter, he's 45.
Uh-huh.
Fred Armisen is 48 years old. He's the guy that played Obama for a long time on SNL.
Well, in Portlandia.
He's just saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gary Rosington is 63. He's the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Jeff Bridges is 65. The dude.
He is the dude. And you got to say, comes from obviously a Hollywood family. But, I mean, you have to say this guy has chosen some really, really, really good parts.
Yeah.
I mean, going all the way back to, was it The Fisher King with Robin Williams?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he chooses really good parts, and he's obviously a very talented guy,
yep.
too. Anyway.
So a really, really talented guy?
I think so.
To Jethro.
Jethro?
Max Baer Jr. celebrating his birthday on the same day. He's 77.
You know, for the last 30 years, he's been trying to get a Beverly Hillbillies casino started, and it just hadn't happened, which, you know, makes sense now.
Bless,
now people don't know what it is.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, you know it.
And Wink Martindale is 80 years old today.
Deck of Cards. He was a disc jockey for a while.
Tic-tac-toe, too.
Yeah. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Oh, really?
Palisades Park.
Written by?
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
75 years old for him. So that's it. All right, that's enough. It's 6:19.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the Texas governor-elect Greg Abbott is planning to sue the Obama administration over their unilateral executive actions on immigration. With over 1 million illegal immigrants in Texas alone, you know, it's pretty easy to understand why officials in the state are concerned about the impact of Obama's plans, not to mention the fact that Obama's actions are unconstitutional. And apparently Obama's forgotten that he is a president, not a member of Congress, and he's not a king, he's not an emperor. Even after Obama's executive actions, Homeland Security Secretary testified before Congress this week that 500,000 illegal immigrants are still expected to sneak across the border in 2015. Now, that's why securing the borders should be the first priority when it comes to immigration reform. Do it now.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
People by Sansbury & Associates Investment Research.
Pentagon insider and New York Times bestselling author James Rickards just published a tell-all book called The Death of Money. In it, he explains how a major currency crisis could soon wipe out the savings and retirement plans of millions of Americans. He believes seniors in particular could be hit the hardest. Now, you can receive a hardback copy of The Death of Money sent to your home for free. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. Go to www.deathofmoney7.com to order your copy today. Again, to get your free copy, go to deathofmoney7.com.
By Sansbury & Associates Investment Research.
Pentagon insider and New York Times bestselling author James Rickards just published a tell-all book called The Death of Money. In it, he explains how a major currency crisis could soon wipe out the savings and retirement plans of millions of Americans. He believes seniors in particular could be hit the hardest. Now, you can receive a hardback copy of The Death of Money sent to your home for free. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. Go to www.deathofmoney7.com to order your copy today. Again, to get your free copy, go to deathofmoney7.com.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you. They deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your sleep number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
Paying less at the pump. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Gasoline prices should continue to fall in the coming weeks. AAA says it expects the cost of a gallon of regular to drop another 15 to 20 cents nationwide by New Year's Eve. We are already paying the lowest amount in 4 years. It is tough times for teen apparel retailers. Both Aeropostale and Abercrombie & Fitch reported disappointing earnings in their latest quarters, and holiday shopping numbers at both are lower than last year. Weak mall traffic and cautious shoppers are two of the reasons. The price of crude heading lower by 12 cents to $67.24 a barrel. European markets are higher so far, following Asian markets, which also finished higher. The Shanghai and China, in fact, jumped more than 4%. That's the biggest one-day increase in 2 years. This as Best Buy announced plans to sell its division and exit China altogether. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures are higher, and on today's economic calendar, two snapshots of employment are due. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
The 88th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, 12 Days of Christmas, steps off Sunday at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start to the Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries, then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letters to Santa and include a return address. The 88th Annual BCS Christmas Parade, 12 Days of Christmas, sponsored by KAMU, the Eagle and Brian Broadcasting.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. If you recognize this, you're more than likely, well, at least a teenager of the 80s. So let's take a trip down memory lane. What's this? That's Asteroids from 1979, and this? Defender from 81. But it all started really with Pong and a guy named Alan Acorn. He was the inventor, and it was actually done as a training tool for him to see just how good he was. I've shared all that to let you know about this. If you still don't think video games are a spectator sport, this might change your mind. The World Championships for the game League of Legends was back in October, and the final numbers are just in. At its peak, 11.2 million people were watching online from all over the world. And in total, 27 million people watched. Just to compare, 26.3 million people watched Game 7 of last year's NBA Finals. And in October, 23.7 million watched Game 7 of the World Series. So more people watched the video game championship of the world than they did the final game of the NBA and Major League Baseball. And get this, the League of Legends championship was held at a soccer stadium in South Korea that sold out. 40,000 people showed up to watch people playing a video game live. Times, they are a-changing. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Looking for something for the hunter in your life for Christmas? Gun Corps, check. The prepper in your life? Gun Corps, check. The man or woman that just likes to go shoot? Gun Corps, check. They're that plus a whole lot more in a brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station, right across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. To get all the details and their Christmas specials, go to gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
627 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's 70 for a high temperature today. Slight chance of showers, maybe about 20%. 30% chance of showers tonight, or low of 60. Tomorrow it's up to 75 with a 40% chance of showers. Then we're near 70 on Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday we probably be in the mid-60s or so, but pretty pleasant. Winds out of the east right now, 100% relative humidity, because there is a little bit of fog out there. Not quite as thick as it ended up being yesterday, but actually the fog rolled in as sunrise was coming. We'll see how it develops today. But anyway, low fog prone area's probably got some fog out there right now. And we have 56 degrees.
Foggy start to our Thursday morning.
No. I was just telling them that, Rob. You don't have to do that now, okay?
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same-day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family. Merry Christmas.
What's the best way to get what you want? Probably to ask for it. But that's a big problem for a lot of people. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest, and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. If you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. An interesting difference between men and women is that men tend to ask for what they want and women don't.
I interviewed a woman who was getting her first job after her MBA, and she said, you know, I didn't negotiate my salary because I wanted to start out on the right foot with my employer.
Linda Babcock, co-author of the book, Women Don't Ask.
She later learned in that organization that her employer thought they'd made a mistake in hiring her because she didn't negotiate. So she really thought that she was improving the relationship by not negotiating when in fact it harmed her.
What got Linda interested in this in the first place was her work as a professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
Men seemed to get many more privileges and opportunities and resources, and my experience was that men just came to my office and asked for them, and the women weren't asking. I think they were thinking that if I had something available, I'd send an email around inviting everybody to do something.
Why are women reluctant to ask?
I think it goes back to how boys and girls are raised. Girls are raised to really focus on the needs of others, and boys are raised that it's okay to focus on your own interests.
If women just understand that they're doing this, says Linda, it can make a big difference.
It's kind of like turning on the light bulb that once women get this idea, they think, well, you know, why haven't I asked? Or I could ask my husband to do some more. I could ask my boss, hey, can you assign me to a different project that would use my skills better? So I think once women learn about this, that it's very liberating.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce hosted a community health update Wednesday that included speakers from all four hospitals, the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and the Brazos County Health Department. Business owners were told by the health department's emergency management director, Mike Paulus, to develop an emergency operations plan.
Do you have a health and welfare plan for your employees so that you can have them cared for in a short period of time and hopefully they can return to work as quickly as possible? And I'm not saying they'd be sick, but unfortunately, one of the things that happens is one of our problems is the worried well. People who are well and don't want to get sick, and then they shy away from everyone else.
Jody Randall Gibson at Baylor Scott & White says they regularly practice their response if they have to deal with a patient with the Ebola virus.
Staff are getting used to us kind of showing up and pretending to be the patient and asking them to kind of manage us. How would they do it? Getting very good. They're getting very comfortable with those steps and processes in all facilities. So we've come a long way with that.
Business owners were encouraged to tell their employees and their families to get flu shots and other immunizations and to stay home when they're sick. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found a Brian man guilty of his third DWI and third felony drug conviction. 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was arrested in August 2012 following a hit-and-run crash and chase involving Brian police. Prosecutors say Pena's alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. He was also convicted of cocaine possession. The combined sentence was 30 years, less than the 40 sought by the district attorney's office and more than what Pena asked, which was less than 20 years. Because Pena was in possession of a weapon at the time of his arrest with a criminal record, he'll have to serve at least 15 years before becoming eligible for parole. Blinn College's Board of Trustees have taken the next step towards selecting its next district president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was hired to assist in the search process.
We've tasked them with helping the board develop a timetable for selecting our next president, assisting with recruitment and outreach and finding the right candidate. They're going to provide orientation. They're going to provide some training for the Board of Trustees and for the members of the Presidential Search Advisory Committee, which has not yet been identified. And they'll also assist the board and that Search Advisory Committee with candidate evaluation.
Bray says ACCT, which was among six organizations under consideration, has worked with Blinn on prior projects. Current District President Harold Nolte retires January 31st, and ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim leader. There's a difference of opinion on the Bryan City Council as to the value of city land being sold that's located between the Health Science Center and Traditions Golf Course. Mayor Jason Bienski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the 36 acres were sold for the appraised value of more than $1.6 million, and added it's not the $5.4 million quoted by Councilman Mike Sutherland.
When we come up with these numbers, we don't fish them out of the air. We have certified real estate appraisers who are the experts. Not someone that's just got an opinion that's connected to a certain campaign that just recently ended.
Bienski says it's political rhetoric.
You'll hear from a council member, well, if it's in the bio corridor, it's $9 a foot, it's gold. Well, if it's all in the floodplain, well, then it's not $9 a foot.
Sure.
You know, there's always factors in all properties, conditions of properties, locations. And so all those were taken into consideration by the appraiser.
On a 4-3 vote, the property was rezoned to allow construction of homes, offices, and retail businesses. A dog who helped save his owner's life needed life-saving of his own.
Sergeant William Cole was suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder when he returned from Afghanistan and Iraq almost 3 years ago. 10 months later, after therapy and medication had failed to help, Cole adopted a puppy he named Hank.
Hank was there, you know, when I found myself wanting to stay in. Hank was there looking at me, you know, saying, hey, you got to take me out, Dad. And it was one of those things where I found myself getting out. And then after I was getting out, I found myself liking to get out. And then when I did that, I found myself liking to go to parks. I enjoyed doing just things that, you know, I wasn't enjoying anymore.
This September, Hank escaped his backyard and was hit by a car. A Good Samaritan brought him to the A&M Vet Hospital in efforts to save his life. When asked how he felt when he first heard about Hank's accident, Cole got emotional.
When Hank was first hit, I mean, I couldn't really, you know, believe what was going on. And so it was pretty tough, you know, realizing that he might not make it.
But with quick intervention from the vet team and surgery a few days later, Hank did make it. In support of Cole's service to our country, the A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science has used available funds to reduce Hank's almost $11,500 medical bill. For more on the story and pictures of Hank, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is now 6:37. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You know, the Arts and Crafts show is coming up, the Christmas show at the Brazos Center this weekend from 10 until 5 both days. Believe it or not, they've been doing this for 33 years. They've been coming here and gives you a great opportunity to see some one-of-a-kind items that you can't buy in town any other time. So if you're looking for that unique one-of-a-kind type Christmas item and other deals as well, actually for yourself too, then be sure and stop in at the Brazos Center 10 until 5. December 6th and December 7th. And again, great tradition. You'll find silver. They have monogramming. They have clothing. Lots of painted items, wreaths, ladies' clothes, children's clothing. Lots of wood cutting pieces, accent pieces for your home or maybe for somebody else. And again, you may shop for yourself. We do that. Again, I've been going to this for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years anyway, maybe longer than that. Mailboxes. Pampered Chef, which is available a lot of places, but it'll be available there this weekend. Different kinds of pecans and how they're prepared. Barbed wire art. Also, there's fudge. Yeah, they have lots of samples, too, for different things. So make your plans to come out there. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Brazos Center, the 33rd Annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Show. Bound to find something for somebody on your list there.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This Christmas, WTAW and Blue Baker have teamed up again to ask you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the trees set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton, both in College Station. Then, shop for your angel. Drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December the 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Foggy start to our Thursday morning for most of us, but the fog will lift. We're left with clouds and maybe a stray shower later today. Temperatures close to 70 degrees. Lots of clouds tonight. There's the risk of a shower, 60. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow with the potential for a shower. Highs 70 to 75. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night, 60. It should become partly sunny on Saturday, a little cooler Saturday. Temperatures very close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
No socks, no shoes, no ankle braces, and no hairband.
Why, you ask? You'll have to listen and find out here in just a little bit. That's Jordan Jones from the women's basketball team from yesterday's matinee performance with the elementary school kids. More on that. A&M Hoops played last night. We'll have some information on Johnny Football in the NFL. All of that in sports in about 11 minutes.
Well, I guess bring in the Eric Garner thing, since that was a big deal in New York yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the theory I got for the no bill on this guy. Because, I mean, if you see the video, you know, I kind of think so.
It should at least be taken to trial.
Right. Here's a theory, okay, that they make it federal charges against him. And if he's convicted, he goes to a federal penitentiary rather than a state pen.
Interesting.
A cop in the system is not a good thing. That's probably a death sentence, quite honestly. So they put him into the federal system. Maybe he serves his time for something that he did commit, but he won't be the population will be different and how he interacts with the population. Just a theory that's out there. We'll see. Because it's pretty obvious that they were very much involved.
I thought it was interesting that Der Commissar of New York said, yeah, go ahead, protest.
We
want you out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I saw on television somebody had made a sign and they had misspelled Eric Garner's name. They put a D in it. So they just marked off the D and held the sign up. Okay, they put Eric Gardner.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, but you're right. I'm not sure that, you know, when you say something like that people go, okay, well, I burned that car because you told me I could go out and protest, or you thought I should protest.
The president was incendiary again. Instead of going, don't do anything, be calm.
Right. Never miss a crisis, okay? That's what Rahm Emanuel used to say, and sure enough, they continue to.
Oh, without question.
President and the vice president met with top national security and defense and military leaders, including Chuck Hagel. They probably didn't let him speak. But anyway, they had dinner last night. It was closed to reporters. Ted Cruz urging his fellow Republicans to block funding for President Obama's executive orders on immigration, even though the House Appropriations Committee believes that Cruz's wish would be impossible. He said riders have been attached to funding the bill hundreds, even thousands of times. We will not allocate taxpayer dollars to lawless and illegal amnesty.
I think Bill Flores had a better idea.
Which was?
You do this, you don't fly.
Yeah, I like that. I like the
You don't get the jet. You don't get to play golf either.
Yeah, cut the funding. Yeah,
I love that.
Well, you know, but he and the thing is, Cruz brings up some very good points about riders. The National Defense Authorization Bill is up for a vote today in the House. Probably not read by too many lawmakers. I mean, we've always heard the famous, we'll have to pass it to see what's in it.
Well, no, they're Christmas shopping now. Yeah. They're too busy.
That's right. I mean, it's 1,648 pages, okay? And there are some major policy items in there, like provisions that will bar another round of military base closures. It authorizes $521 billion for military agencies, plus $63 billion for overseas military operations. But it also has grazing permits and leases, and cabin use fee transfers, and funding for the national park system. This is the defense authorization bill. Oh, but also it has something in there for Well, special resource studies. What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean? The Pine Forest Ridge Wilderness.
It's pork.
Of course it is. The Mesquite and Trout Wild and Scenic Rivers in Vermont. The White Clay Wild and Scenic River expansion. Studies of wild and scenic rivers. This is in the Defense Appropriations Bill. Plus, most annoyingly, I can't find anything for Texas. By God, if, yeah. If everybody's going to get some pork, we need to have some in there someplace. And I don't know. I just kind of scanned it. I mean, School District 318 in Minnesota Land Exchange. What the hell does that mean? So, I mean, Ted Cruz does make a lot of noise. I mean, he is antagonistic.
Yep.
But this is a perfect example of exactly what he's talking about. So we'll see.
But as long as money comes back to those different districts,
oh, yeah,
they don't care.
No, that's right. Just as long as everybody gets to line up.
If I get my money,
yep, let's line up.
The rest of you guys
trough.
Stink.
You bet. Line up at the trough. And you probably saw and heard Greg Abbott, one of actually there are 14 states and four governors that are challenging the immigration executive orders, but he took the lead yesterday, and he's joined into that. So. Again, that will continue to stir, but that's all we got going on there. All right, 647.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2014, Saturday, December 6th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation with CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only sales on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2014, Saturday, December 6th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
It's the space that landscaping forgot. What can you do with a plot of ground that's 2 feet wide and 50 feet long? Maybe it's the parkway between the front walk and the street. Maybe it's out in the alley behind the fence. It may even be between your house and your neighbor's as urban lots get smaller and smaller. Landscaping those funny little narrow spaces right after this message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. If you have an odd little narrow area, the question becomes, what can you do to create some form of design when you're that limited on space? Probably more than you might have imagined. Well, first, you need to drive around town to gather ideas from all the thousands of people who've lived the same nightmare. Take photos and make lists. Don't be afraid to copy their creations. Gardeners are usually proud to share their successes. Just be sure you don't copy a failure. Ask plenty of questions when you get ready to buy your plants. Be sure you're not looking at some embryonic form of a shrub that will quickly grow to fill all available space. If you have room only for a 2-foot-wide shrub, ask your nurseryman to show you all the possibilities that stay that small. In fact, take photos in with you. He or she may be able to draw you a quick sketch of some options. Simplicity is usually the best approach when it comes to planting a long, skinny spot. If you need a tall plant, consider a vine. If it's a masonry wall, you could use a clinging vine like Boston Ivy or Virginia Creeper. Fig ivy is especially good in the southern half of the state. If clinging types of vines aren't appealing for any reason, erect a stout trellis on which you can grow Carolina jessamine, climbing antique roses, wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or some other twining vine. Now, wisteria and trumpet creeper are big vines. They really will require quite a support. You can even use espaliers like Hollywood Twisted Juniper, Willow Leaf, or Nellie R. Stevens Hollies, Pyracanthus, or for a big area, a big high wall, Little Gem Magnolias. These are fat plants trained to grow flat against a wall. Whichever type you choose, it probably will look best if you use only the one type in any given segment of the wall. Once you've developed the height of the vine or espalier, you still need a lower plant along the front of the bed. In that case, you'll probably want a low shrub or a tall clumping ground cover. If your landscape has a rather involved or busy look and you want more than just one or two types of plants, consider planting in large terracotta pots. Choose a pleasant assortment of sizes and shapes, perhaps in a variety of colors, including white and natural orange. And you know, there's some beautiful glazed pottery out in the marketplace now. Cluster the pots in groups and plant seasonal color in those large pots. Don't overlook the possibility of turning your small, narrow space into an herb garden. That's especially appealing if there's a sidewalk adjacent. As folks brush against the herbs, they'll release their pleasant aromas to the surrounding area. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden Facts of the Season will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M has reportedly made an offer to former Florida head coach Will Muschamp to be the new defensive coordinator. Houston Chronicle's Brett Zornman reports that the Aggies and Auburn have been vying for Muschamp's services. Muschamp serves as the defensive coordinator for LSU and the NFL's Miami Dolphins, Auburn, and Texas before taking the head coaching job in Gainesville in 2011. Over now to Aggie Hoops, where Daniel House had a three-pointer late to lift A&M to a 66-63 win over Sam Houston State at Reed last night. A&M head coach Billy Kennedy saw several opportunities for the Aggies to improve on that.
Fortunate to win. Sam Houston State's a veteran, solid team. We had a hard time guarding off the bounce. Their quickness in putting us in foul trouble really gave us some problems. And then we got to get to where we make free throws and do a better job of finishing games off at the end.
Courtney Roberson led A&M with 13 points. Alex Caruso followed with 12, and four Aggies scored in double digits. They'll take the court again next time at Reed against Arizona. Tip-off scheduled for 1 o'clock, and that game on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M women's hoops stayed perfect on the year. They ran over Northwestern State and the Lady Demons 75-42. Head coach Gary Blair said, despite being smaller than the Aggs, Northwestern State did try to keep to what they do in offense.
They were very well patient in running their offense, shooting in the last 5 seconds, not to keep the score down, but to make sure they finally got a shot and didn't turn it over. They only had 15 turnovers in the whole game. That's credit to Northwestern and staying within their offense.
And it was elementary school day, and some 4,000-plus screaming kids had a great time not being at school. And never let it be said that A&M women's basketball won't give you the shirt off their back, or in Jordan Jones's case, socks.
I came here, no socks, no shoes, no ankle braces, and no hairband. They all stripped me. I mean, they all got me. So, you know, anything for the kids. They're just great kids, you know, they look up to us, and it's just, I love traditions like this, and that's what makes A&M so special, to do things like this and give back to the community.
Ladies get back to work Sunday. They head to Fort Worth to take on the Horned Frogs of TCU. Tip-off is at 1. That game is actually on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The laurels continue to roll in for A&M soccer. Amidst the best season in program history, Wednesday, 5 Aggies were named to the National Soccer Coaches Association of America All-Southwest Region team. Shea Groom, Kylie Minogue, and Megan Strait were all NCAA South Region first team honorees, while Bianca Brinson was named second team and Janelle Quisineau was tabbed as a third teamer. Right now, the A&M soccer team is in Boca Raton, Florida, getting set to take on Virginia in the College Cup. It's the first time in program history the Aggs have reached the Final Four, but G. Guerrieri says the historic run comes to no surprise to him.
I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but we've known the whole year they were good enough. The question was going to be, would they be good enough? Would step up when the pressure was on, or would they step up when they played against the type of competition that they've seen in the NCAA tournament?
The Maroon and White face off against the Lady Cavs Friday, 4 o'clock with a broadcast on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. A&M Volleyball received an at-large bid in 2014 Volleyball Championships and will face 22nd-ranked Arizona in the first round in Austin. The match against the Sun Devils and at-large selection from the Pac-12 Conference begins at 4:30. Here's head coach Lori Corbelli's take on the Sun Devils.
Really excited to get to face a Pac-12 team that has had an awesome year. I think we have seen them a little bit because they were playing an opponent that we played back in September. And so we do have a little video of them to kind of get familiar. I'm sure all teams are different from September, but we'll be able to get familiar with them through that.
By the way, you can catch the broadcast of that starting at 4:30 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Monte Ellis did it again as he hit a fadeaway jumper to beat the buzzer and lift Dallas over the Milwaukee Bucks 107-105. James Harden had 21 points to help a shorthanded Houston Rockets team cruise past the Memphis Grizzlies 105-96. Mirza Teltovic had a season-high 26 points, and the Brooklyn Nets snapped the San Antonio Spurs' 8-game winning streak with a 95-93 overtime victory. And finally, Brian Hoyer will be under center for the Cleveland Browns Sunday against Indianapolis. Browns coach Mike Pettine chose him over Johnny Manziel, saying leveler heads prevailed.
We weren't going to do anything rash after the game when things are much more emotional and there's a tendency to knee-jerk some decisions. So I wanted to be thorough with it. We felt that starting Brian gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday against the Colts.
Hoyer has played poorly for a month, but the 7-5 Browns are sticking to him as they try to make the playoffs for the first time since 2002. And that's been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
As our Christmas tradition continues, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the joys of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're invited to listen to these original, heartwarming stories about the most wonderful time of the year. Keep listening for the joys of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And have a Merry Christmas from Galleria Day Spa.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 70 for a high temperature today. Will be a slight chance of some showers out there. 60 for a low tonight with a 30% chance of rain. It's up to a 40% chance of rain for tomorrow and a high of 75 on Friday. About 68 or so on Saturday. Then Sunday and Monday will be in the mid-60s. 56 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.